Graham Conn Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Do you have any promo sheets that I can read here?
You mean about the upcoming big thing?
Yeah, any of the upcoming big things. We got big things coming up, and I don't have any of the promo sheets. What happened to the promo sheets?
There are big things.
Anybody want to help me with that?
You're so good at reading those promo sheets, too, Rob, when you get them. After legal, and everybody writes them all down in these complicated terms.
Right. Legalese. Because I know we're going to be in Wrigleyville next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have to make this up off the top of my head.
3 to 7.
Three to six thirty. We're going to be at John Barleycorn.
Huge.
On Clark Street.
That's going to be fun.
Great, great fun bar.
Nothing like that.
The original John Barleycorn was my jam. That was my thing. That's what I did. That's how a young, out-on-the-town Rokon lived, going to the original Barleycorn on Lincoln Avenue.
What did you call it? A man on the make?
When I was a man on the make, right.
Classic man on the make.
I wore a jaunty riding cap and a vest to the John Barleycorn, and I said, I would like some hard cider, please, and I played darts.
I would love to see a young Rokon in the bar.
And knickers. And I would fake an Irish accent. just to be interesting.
Like you totally fit in.
How you doing, young men? Anybody interested in a game of darts? That's how I did it. That's
it.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Great conversation starter.
Yeah, it was the best.
Who's the guy over there in the knickers? It's so weird.
He's really into darts. I don't know. He keeps asking everyone to play darts.
All right, I'll just play by myself until somebody wants to play 301. Double in, double out, you know.
Oh, gee.
They're like, wait, what is he talking about? Oh, I love a hard cider. I love a woodpecker. I'd like another pint of woodpecker, please. It's the kind of thing that I would do. That's how I rolled. Would you like to go back and have some of my grandmother's grapefruit?
Oh, gosh. That's a pickup line.
She just sent it back to me. Well, of course, we're going to... Don't wake up my mother, though. Yeah.
Hey, whatever works.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
You're a good son, good grandson, shows you have values and family. Would you like to go to my mom's house?
You got
to
be real quiet because my mom's a light sleeper.
But she's got good oranges and grapefruits, though.
That's nice. You live with your mother? Do you help her out in her home?
No. But the rent is free. Oh, man.
Love that.
Yeah, that was when I would go to. I don't know. How is this a promotion for the fact that we are going to be at the Cub Sox? The game one of the Red Line rectification or whatever we're calling it there.
Cross line, Crosstown Classic. There you go.
Right. It's Wintrust Crosstown Classic, right? Isn't that? Wintrust has bought that. We love our friends at Wintrust.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But. We were going to call this back in the promotions department. They spent 3 days arguing about the name of what we're going to call this show. Instead,
that's
really,
why we need the
really,
release.
We don't care what the name is. We just tell people that we're going to be at John Barleycorn and I'm going to wear a knickers.
We should all deck out the Rokon back in the day outfits of John Barleycorn, the way you would dress back in the Rokon days when you used to frequent.
It's just lonely.
I'd like a blue cheeseburger, please. With the cottage fries.
Wouldn't you love to see the video?
In the corner acting all mysterious. Trying to play darts with everyone.
Just a picture with a pipe.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh my God, so did I.
Did you?
Some tweed.
A lot of tweed. I was wearing a lot of tweed back then. That's how we did it. So that's how that... That's
27-year-old
right.
guy wearing
in the middle
tweed.
Of summer. You know, it was like 90 degrees outside.
It's a new look I'm going with.
And I'm going to treat it, but it smells a little gamey, doesn't it? I don't know why I'm speaking with an Irish accent. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. That's amazing that I got any kind of a date.
Yeah, that professor vibe thing going on.
I was always going for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I think.
Could be a thing.
Not anymore. Probably now they just get fired for that.
Fired.
Yeah.
There's a whole social movement against the guy.
Yeah, right. But that was a thing.
Yeah.
That bar was quite a moment in Lincoln Park, though,
mm-hmm,
in its day. And then now I don't know what they're turning it into. They're constantly renovating that thing. I don't know what it's going to be.
Everything's reinventing in Wrigleyville. Right?
But now in Wrigleyville, they moved from Lincoln Park to Wrigleyville, mm-hmm. and now in Wrigleyville they're the big, you know.
Yeah,
it's a big deal there. Yeah,
yeah.
Got it. It doesn't get much better than that. So we're going to be there. Big stage. Lots of people hanging out with us.
Oh yeah.
Whole team out there. Everybody going to be out there?
We're all going to be out there. You're going to be out there. Lauren's going to be out there. Anna's going to be out mm-hmm. there. Unless I wear the wool knickers, that's going to be a problem.
What would a woman wear to kind of dress in that sort of way?
Well, at that point in the late 1980s, mm-hmm. I was looking for women in peasant dresses.
Peasant dresses?
Yeah.
That was the look?
Yeah, that was kind of the look. For? Yeah, sort of the thing.
224, great. The creepy leprechaun at the bar.
The creepy 6'2 leprechaun.
Smelling of musty tweed.
I really like your peasant dress.
I buy you a cider. And do you want to play darts?
Would you like a woodpecker? I'm sorry, what? Or a bass ale.
How do you feel about
all me? Right, Dylan Strome's joining us right now. Yeah, he's a centerman. Yeah, he's a Blackhawk. Yeah, we got important stuff coming up here, Dylan.
Me too.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, can I just ask you how excited this team is about the upcoming season? I feel like there is going to be a revenge on the Central like there has never been before by the Blackhawks.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think we're definitely very excited. You know, obviously a lot of good things upcoming. You know, that third overall pick, I think we're all looking forward to that. And then next year, I think we'll see what happens with Game 7 tonight. But a lot of Central Division teams did real well this year in the playoffs. So I think we have a lot to prove. And I think after last year, I think we're really going to build into next year. And I think it should be exciting.
Do you have a team that you want to win more than the other here?
No, I don't think so.
I'll give you one. I'm going to give you one since you don't have one. I know you can't have one because all these guys know each other and everybody's got to kind of sort of get along until the puck drops and then they're just trying to kill each other. But I think it is in the best interest of the Chicago Blackhawks organization that Boston wins and that we still can lord it over the Blues that they've not won a Stanley Cup.
I guess a lot of people have been saying that. I just got to this division, so I'm kind of new to the whole all the rivalries. But I've heard that St. Louis and Chicago have some pretty good ones. So,
oh yeah.
Whatever happens, I think. You know, St. Louis has, I think they said zero or one player that's won a Stanley Cup. So, I think that would be a pretty cool story if all those guys have to win a first one. But we'll see what happens.
All right.
Dylan, you guys were playing really well going into the offseason. I know that you guys kind of fell into a big hole earlier in the year. They trade for you, and you have a great finish to the season. What was the attitude of the team? I know there was the disappointment of getting so close to actually sneaking into a wild card, but you guys really did play well down the stretch. What was the overall attitude as you guys headed into the offseason?
I think everyone was disappointed, obviously, like you said, about not making the playoffs, but I think a lot of positive looking forward to next year and beyond that. I think a lot of guys were, they thought they had a good season and they were really looking forward to next season. I think they were, hoping we could play some more hockey. We were obviously in a playoff spot there for, I think a day or two, but we stayed alive till about, two or three games left in the season, and it was fun to be a part of. So I'm looking forward to, hopefully securing a spot a little sooner and getting to play some playoff hockey next year. I think we have a lot of veteran guys that want to get back there and want to show that they still got it. So looking forward to that.
Sorry, go ahead, Rob.
Coming up next weekend, we want to mention this, that not this upcoming, but 7-8 days from now,
mm-hmm.
9 days from now, the June 22nd through the 23rd, there's going to be Hockey Fest. Game on! !
I like this.
Yeah.
Street hockey tournament. That is going on. Did you play street hockey when you were a kid?
It's actually a funny story. So that Game On, the company that's doing it, actually started in Ontario. And so me and my friends my hockey friends, my little brother, we had heard about this road hockey tournament, and we were like, well, we play road hockey every weekend, so why don't we try to play on the same team for once, and then I'll be friends and play in this tournament. So we got pretty into that, and I played in that play on about probably 5 or 6 times. It's an awesome event. They set up the nets, the rink, and everything, and they run it really well. So I think it's really cool. I definitely played in a lot growing up, and I know it's going to be well run here, as it was well run all throughout Canada. So it should be definitely a good event.
Who beat up whom more? Was it you beating up on your brother or your brother beating up on you?
It was, well, my older brother was 4 years older than me and 6 years older than my little brother. So I guess if he wanted to, he would, he could beat up on both of us. But, and then we got taller than him, like maybe around 13 or 14 or around that age. So, but I think me and my little brother definitely had our, spirited self. He's bigger than me now, but I think I took it to him a bit when we were younger.
Love that.
Right now all I'm imagining is the Hanson brothers. That's all I've now between these three, that's all I've got. You know, the black glasses and tape everywhere. That's what it is. All right. So so people want to take part in that. HockeyFestGameOn.com is the website for that. And it's fun. So it's three players and a goalie, right? So it's four on four. And so if you want to take part in that. Now, what was your just when you were playing on your street corner, what was your puck of choice in street hockey or road hockey, as you guys call it in Canada? Is it a tennis ball? Was it a lacrosse ball?
That orange hockey ball, that's the one I used growing up.
Yeah, we generally use the tennis ball just because the goalies didn't wear full equipment like head to toe, so we only usually had pads and glove and blocker on and maybe a helmet if it was a good day. So, but you know, the orange hockey balls, I think you need a goalie with pretty much full equipment because they do hurt. But I think the best you can get is with the orange hockey balls for sure, and I'm pretty sure that's what this tournament will be. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I like the lacrosse ball because you can kill someone with a lacrosse ball. It's basically like it's basically a steel ball with just a little bit of rubber coating over it, just to to make it street legal.
Hey, Dylan, the draft's coming up. You were a third overall pick. Hawks with the third pick. What are your thoughts? As do you pay close attention to the draft once you're a player? I mean, what sort of feelings did you have going into the draft? What was this? Just three, 4 years ago, you were drafted third overall.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely still pay attention to it. I think we're all kind of excited. So I know the whole organization was excited to move up to number three. So we're all excited. I remember my draft day pretty clearly. It was crazy. I think the first two picks were pretty much set in stone with McDavid and Eichel, and then after that, it was kind of no one really knew what was going to happen. So everyone was kind of just on edge. And luckily, my name was called third, and it was definitely a great feeling for my family and who I had there, and my two buddies and my grandparents all were there. So it was a really special day and one that I'll never forget, and I'm sure one that this year's all the players this year that we'll never forget. So it's cool.
All right. Dylan Strome, Chicago Blackhawks centerman. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. There he goes. All right. And don't forget, coming up on the 22nd and 23rd, so that is next weekend.
We should have a Rokon show team. We should get out there and play.
I could snap an ankle. Yeah. I should. Now, I will wear tweed. Knickers.
Oh gosh!
While scribbling
notes, does that come out for that too?
So I think that comes out for street hockey. Yeah.
Then you get to be goalie.
It's tweed,
and we're gonna play with the orange hockey ball and no pads, just tweed and a vest. I'll get a vest.
It'll creep the other team out. It'll be an advantage for us. Who's the guy in net?
And sort of an ivory colored puffy shirt underneath the vest,
like a poet shirt.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, reading literature the whole game. What the hell's up with that guy, man?
And then I will turn. I hope you are as big a fan of Dylan Thomas as I am. And then you turn the hat around. You turn the jaunty riding cap around, mm-hmm. So it's like to the back.
Yeah. I can see it.
And maybe little round sunglasses, too, that go with that. I'm just trying to complete the look.
Right. You can recite lines from James Joyce.
Yes.
Throw people off.
And, of course, a scarf. For no good reason when it's 90 degrees outside.
Summer.
All right. I think I've painted quite a picture, haven't I?
Maybe we shouldn't.
Do you notice how quickly Dylan Strome had to get off the phone?
No, he was like, he heard some of that.
Like, I got to go. I can't be a part of this.